Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this seventh Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good for those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Trust and Obey. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, and to pray for those who abuse us. to become more like the Good Samaritan and the Father for his prodigal son. Finally, to become more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 6, with special attention to the following verse. Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Last Sunday we talked about Jesus' sermon on the plain, in which he preached four blessings and four curses. Jesus said, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. But woe to you, for you have received your consolation." So today we continue with Jesus' sermon on the plain, in which he also challenges us to go the extra mile, if we are to be truly his disciples. Jesus says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you." But Jesus does not stop there, but he goes on to say, "To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back." As a matter of fact, Jesus uses similar words in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. "You have heard that it was said, 'Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.' But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." And then Jesus goes on to say, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven. Yes, do not resist an evil person. If necessary, turn to them the other cheek also. And if they want to sue you, give them not only your tunic, but also your cloak. Go the extra mile, give to them, and do not turn them away. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Now that is not always easy to do, is it? No, it is not. It is very difficult and challenging, even though we try so very hard to listen and to obey the words of Jesus. And yet that is precisely what Jesus expects from us. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verse 35, that we are not only encouraged to love our enemies, but to do good and lend to them, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful." That is what the Good Samaritan did when he helped a man who was his enemy and had been robbed and almost beaten to death. Even though this man was a Jew and considered his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him, took care of him, and did not expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father and left home. When his money ran out, so did his friends, who abandoned him and turned their backs on him. Suddenly he did not have a place to sleep or even enough food to eat. So when he finally came to his senses, he went back home again and he asked his father for his forgiveness. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And his father forgave him. He ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. He did not send him away empty-handed or expect to get anything back from his son either. Instead, he had a great celebration, loved him, and took care of him. He said, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And that is precisely what God the Father has also done for us. When he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place. Even though we were also an enemy of God, and we did not deserve or merit God's love for us, he still loved us and forgave us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And God the Father does not expect to get anything back from us either, except that we also love and forgive others, as he has loved and forgiven us. Not only that, but to be more like Jesus himself. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was betrayed, attacked, criticized, slandered, and accused for something he did not do, he never retaliated. He never fought back. He never took revenge. Jesus did not resist the crowd who were evil to him. No, instead, Jesus turned the other cheek. Jesus gave them not only his tunic, but also his cloak. Jesus went the extra mile. And finally, Jesus gave his own life on the cross and did not turn anyone away. Jesus even loved and forgave those who hated him and accused him, shouting, crucify him, away with this man. Jesus forgave them, especially those who mocked him and made fun of him at the foot of the cross, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people. He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. Even the soldiers mocked him, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And one of the robbers insulted him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." Yes, Jesus forgave them as he loved his enemies, did good to those who hated him, blessed those who cursed him, and prayed for those who abused him. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Now what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Do we love our enemies? Do we do good to those who hate us? Do we bless those who curse us? And do we pray for those who abuse us? I hope so. I hope and pray that we will become more like the Good Samaritan and the father for his prodigal son. Finally, to become more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. And whenever we have fallen short of the glory of God and failed to trust and obey Jesus, we have God the Father's love and forgiveness through Christ our Lord and Savior. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we follow the example of the Good Samaritan, the father for his prodigal son, and especially the example of Jesus, and encouraged to trust and obey him. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who abuse us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this seventh Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen.